98.1 KZE, MK with you, a little after 4 on your Monday, and delighted to welcome to the studio Alice Clancy from Kotzbond. Welcome, Alice.
Thank you, MK. It's so nice to be here.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you. We were visited frequently by your predecessor, Adam, who we loved, and we are huge fans of everything you guys do at Kotzbond. So how long have you been with the organization?
I just started in September.
Okay.
Yeah. September 23rd. I was actually looking it up the other day. September 23rd.
Yeah. How are you finding it?
I love it.
Yeah.
I get to be outside. I get to work with artists. I get to plan and take care of people, which is really what I love to do.
Yeah. Well, we were just talking off mic about just what a beautiful place Kotzbond is. And you told me something I didn't know, which was that it used to be a horse farm slash stable.
It sure was. And we still have all the buildings to prove it.
Yeah.
We have a farmhouse and two horse stables. And then just 153 acres of land. And then we have two buildings that were purpose-built for Kotzbond. One is a studio complex with three studios in it. And the other is the Dancers Inn, where the dancers will spend the night.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, every time I talk about Kotzbond on KZE, I'm just kind of trying to impress on people what a stunningly gorgeous place it is.
It is. And we're a park that's open to the public. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, you can come and walk your dog and enjoy the property. You can drive right on, park your car, and just go for a walk. A beautiful view of the mountains.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Are there like trails?
I think so.
Okay.
I haven't been out there yet.
Haven't had a chance to fully explore yet.
But I know there people do walk around.
So. Yeah.
And it's a beautiful place for sunset, too.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also a wonderful place to do some holiday activities. It's not just outdoor. There's also some really cool holiday programming coming up. So tell me what you got.
We have three shows coming up. We have Amy Allen with the Jazz Quartet, and then Holodelic, which is a funk show. And then our last one is Nutcracked by the Bang Group. So to go back, Amy Allen is a jazz musician, a very classic jazz sound. She's going to be playing with a quartet. It's a culmination of our weekend with Chamber Music of America, where it's called a think tank.
Mm-hmm.
And so we partner with them, and it's kind of like a conference.
Cool.
And then she performs on Saturday. I have a piece of paper in front of me. Saturday, December 6th at 7.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be doing some original songs, as well as playing some old standards, bossa nova quartet stuff. And so that's December 6th at 7, and then we have Holodelic, which is a funk show.
Holodelic is kind of legendary, I think, right?
I think so. He performs this everywhere. It's put together by Everett Bradley. He was last at Kotzbond in 2023, and so he's toured it around at a bunch of different spots, and it's basically he loves Parliament and put together this show in sort of like the same feel as Parliament, and he's created this character. I love this. Called, I don't want to mess it up, Papadelic.
Papadelic.
Right. So he's like Father Christmas. He's like Funk's Father Christmas. So that's a... That's going to be a roaring good time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so I've said on the radio a number of times, and I stand by it. I'm corny. I love holiday music.
Mm-hmm.
I love, you know, holiday events. I like seasonal things.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're like me and you like to do seasonal things, and maybe some of the friends in your life are like, please don't drag me to another like traditional retelling of a Christmas carol, go see Holodelic.
Yeah, and then it's sparkly and glittery and funky, and Everett also loves holiday music as much as he loves Parliament. So he's put together this really great show.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
and
amazing.
So that show is December 12th and 13th at 8.
Awesome.
Both nights.
And then we have Nutcracked, which I know is also returning to Kotzbond.
Yeah, they were with us last year. They've been doing the show for like 20 years, something like that. It's a long time. They brought to us last year. They're bringing it this year. And this is a little bit more traditional, but it's a little bit of a witty take on the Nutcracker.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 60-minute show, 65-minute show, and we have three showings of it. And this dance group is incredible. They do tap and ballet, and then they do non-traditional stuff where they work maybe with bubble wrap. Maybe. We'll see. You have to come to the show. You have to see.
So it's kind of the Nutcracker, kind of not.
I think it's mostly Nutcracker, a little bit of...
But done in a very different way than we're used to.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Really, really fun. Yeah. And I mean, I imagine kind of both of these kind of great for kids, right?
I would say bring your kids to Nutcracked, maybe not to Holodelic.
Maybe not Holodelic.
It's at 8 o'clock, you know,
noted.
P.M. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I see actually there's a Sunday matinee of Nutcracked too.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is
exactly.
great.
And then the evening shows are not too late either. It's at 7 o'clock, 65-minute show.
Yeah.
You know, he'll be out of there by 8:30.
Pretty reasonable. Yeah, I mean, Katzbahn is just such a cool resource to have in the area. You know, I think people frequently live in the Hudson Valley for a long time without knowing that there's so much amazing programming going on right at this gorgeous spot in Tivoli. So I always enjoy getting to let our listeners know what's going on over there.
We really appreciate it. We love partnering with you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What's one of your favorite things about working at Katzbahn so far?
I love the variety. Mm-hmm. Every week I have different people walking in the door doing different kind of art, and I get to support them and give them a safe space to make their art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how did you get involved?
I answered a job offer on Indeed.
Hey, the classic story.
This is always what I've done. I've been doing live events since I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
I was looking for a new job, and I just sort of, I was sick in bed and scrolling on Indeed, and it popped up, and it was like reading my resume. I was like, yes, please hire me.
Yeah. Me, oh my gosh. Well, I'm so happy that you found each other.
Yeah, me too. It's kind of, it's really a perfect fit.
Yeah. Do you have, I don't want to put any pressure on you because it's, you know, live on the radio, but do you have any sneak preview information for the upcoming summer or spring, summer, fall season, or not really ready to announce yet?
Well, we do have our summer intensive for high school students to come and stay on our property and be part of our dance program. We have auditions coming up.
Oh, cool.
I don't know those dates off the top of my head, but I know they're in January.
Okay, so keep an eye out.
We do have some more residencies coming up, and our residencies are a great way for the public to come see free dance, because the dancers will come and work for a week or more in our space and put together maybe a 30-minute piece, and then typically it's a free showing.
Very cool.
So that's, I don't know them off the top of my head, but we, they're always happening.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And Katzbahn.org, by the way, is the best place to get all of this information. KATSBAAN.org. Yeah. Had a lot of practice doing that.
Good job. That was good. AA.
So once again, the upcoming holiday seasonal programming at Katzbahn. We've got next Saturday. Is that next Saturday, December 6th, I believe?
Next Saturday.
Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. December 6th. That's the Chamber Music America presenting Amy Allen Jazz Quartet. We're going to hear one of her songs in just a moment. And there is a great student discount if you have a student ID, $15, and very, very reasonable. That's at the Black Box Theater. And then Holidelic coming up the weekend of December 12th and 13th, and Nutcracked wrapping up the holiday season December 19th, 20th, and 21st, just in time for Christmas. And then also just bonus mention Maeve Gilchrist coming up in January after the holidays. Do you know Maeve?
I know a little bit about this piece. So Maeve has been in residency for 12 months, and she is a harpist, and she is writing a piece for each month of the year.
Oh, wow.
As inspired by her time at Katzbahn. So she'll go for walks and go back in the studio and create harp music and then go back out for walks. And she comes in once a month.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I'm a little jealous of her. Right? Seems like a really cool thing to be doing.
Right. When I was scheduling with her, she's like, well, I got to go pick up my kids at 3 o'clock, you know. So like, she's living the dream.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Yeah. Once again, Katzbahn.org, KATSBAAN.org. Alice, is there anything else we should know about Katzbahn and what's coming up?
We're eager to see all the friends come and see our shows.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you there. We've got one from the Amy Allen Trio right now for a little sample of what's coming up next weekend. This one's called Night Owl on KZE.
Darkness doesn't faze you, the thrills of night amaze you. You see all that you need to in blind defiance. You fly under the radar, ground you've covered so far. The world is none the wiser, you soar in silence. Night owl, knowing right now is no time for sleeping with critters creeping. Night owl, taking flight now while the world's in slumber. The night's numbered, you're slow. articulate with less words. You never flew with the herds. Never are you lonely or happy, only wiser. You are wiser. Make a paradise out of the moonshine. Night out, knowing right now is no time for sleeping. Slower, in a slow world, you fly low and still be below the bells and leaves. You prowl as you please, night out.